55 past the hour, Young Express presents the Milwaukee Sports Timeout. I'm Steve Sparky Fiverr with another Sparky Take. This time, let's talk about the Badgers getting blown out by the Ohio State Buckeyes over the weekend. I carved time out of my Saturday night to be in front of the TV with friends and family to watch the Badgers take on Ohio State. And the game was over by the end of the first quarter. How embarrassing and pathetic was that by the Wisconsin Badgers? And I see a lot of people on Twitter going after Paul Chryst. And I have stated time and time again that Paul Chryst will be there as long as Paul Chryst wants to be there. I think I am starting to come off of that theory because of what we're seeing around college football right now. You're seeing now guys starting to be moved on a little bit quicker. Scott Frost in Nebraska was god-awful. Probably should have been fired before he was. He's out of a job. Georgia Tech now just recently fired their coach as well. Then you have some coaches that are the hot up-and-comers, one of which, Lance Leipold, the former Whitewater championship-winning head coach, went and turned the Buffalo program around. Now is at Kansas, is off to a 4-0 start at Kansas, and his name is in the hopper for some of these jobs being opened up. The question really becomes, can Wisconsin find a coach that can take this football program to a higher level than what Paul Chryst has taken it to this point? Paul Chryst has done a hell of a job maintaining a certain level of excellence from the Wisconsin Badgers. A top 25 program year in and year out. A program that goes to bowl games year in and year out. A program that competes for its side of the Big Ten year in and year out and gets to Big Ten championship games. The next step, though, is being in a football playoff. The next step, though, is trying to win the Big Ten. Is it possible? I don't know if it's possible, but Chris McIntosh, the athletic director, has to asking himself this question. Could we find somebody better? That's the question that needs to be answered at some point. That'll do it for Sparky Take here on 1250 AM, The Fan.